Kellogg's Pep, the super delicious cereal, presents
The Adventures of Superman.
Faster than a speeding bullet. More powerful than a locomotive. Able to leap tall buildings at a single bound. Look, up in the sky. It's a bird. It's a plane. It's Superman.
Yes, it's Superman. And today, his young friends, Jimmy Olsen and Dick Grayson, whom we know is really the famous Robin, are alarmed over the sudden disappearance of their companion, Lois Lane. We'll join them in a moment. But right now, I see that Dan McCullough is waiting to talk to us.
Well, another Friday, Pep Gang, and another thought to leave with you over the weekend. You know, the Liberty Bell that hangs in Independence Hall in Philadelphia is an emblem of the power and the freedom of our United States. Well, so are the insignia of our air squadron. Sure, they're emblems of the Air Force men who fought for our freedom. That's why all you boys and girls are so excited about collecting those air squadron insignia and warplane buttons from packages of Kellogg's Pep. These are the smartest looking insignia you ever saw, and you can well be proud to wear them on your cap, jacket, or sweater. And another thing, trading duplicates is a sport that's getting more popular with kids every day. How those brilliant colors stand out against the pure white enameled background. For instance, take the Army 25th Bombardment Squadron insignia with a clever little executioner and his bloody axe. That's the insignia of one of our country's hardest-hitting flying teams. But remember, gang, you can't buy these buttons anywhere. No, sir, they come only in packages of that super delicious whole wheat flake cereal, Kellogg's Pep. Ask Mom to get a fresh supply of Pep tomorrow. Then look for your prize, an air squadron insignia or warplane button. You'll find a button in every package. It's your prize from P.E.P. Pep, made by Kellogg's of Battle Creek.
And now, the adventures of Superman. Hunted by the police for shooting a federal agent, Dixie Lamar, member of a criminal gang, was hiding out in Playland, a Metropolis amusement park, with Dr. Bly, the leader of the gang. Seeing a photograph of Lois Lane in the Daily Planet and discovering that Lois was an almost perfect double for Dixie, Dr. Bly conceived the scheme of pinning the murder on Lois. Posing as a press agent, he invited the girl reporter to be guest of honor at the amusement park that night. And when Lois arrived with Jimmy Olsen and Dick Grayson, who was really Robin, Batman's young companion, the three were given a ride on the River of Horrors. But as their boat glided through a dark tunnel, a luminous skeleton rose from the darkness and seized Lois. As we join them now, Jimmy and Dick are unable to stop the boat, which is without oars and is being carried along by a slow current. Listen.
Oh, my gosh, Dick. What do we do?
We've got to get help, Jim, and come back and find her.
Get help where? How? We're in a dark tunnel. I can't see a thing.
We're coming to the end of the tunnel. See, just ahead.
Huh? Where? Oh, yeah. Even lizards do something. Make this boat go fast.
We can't. There are no oars or anything. Don't lose your head. We'll be out in a minute.
Don't lose my head. Miss Lane is gone. That skeleton got her.
I don't understand it. Here, we're coming to the end of the tunnel.
Oh. Sit down. Tip us over.
No, I won't. See, there are rocks lining the river outside the tunnel. If we can grab hold of them and pull the boat over, we can climb out and not have to drift all the way back to the end.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Now, try to grab the rock.
All right.
Careful, old thing. Put out, Jim.
Boy, it's a good thing that rock was there. I've gone into the drink.
I'll say. Okay, we can get out now. Come on.
All right. I'm with you. Oh, golly. Poor Miss Lane.
Now, don't worry. We'll find her.
But where is she? Jeepers, that skeleton.
Here's the midway. Jump down, Jim. It's only a few feet.
Okay. Now, which way?
This way. Back to the entrance. At least one good thing. I didn't bust my sundial wristwatch.
Oh, is that what that thing on your wrist is?
Yeah, tell time by the sun.
Hey, that's swell. So where'd you get it?
Batman gave it to me.
Who?
Hold on.
Oh, wait, Dick. It's a cop.
A cop, am I? Ah, look at here, you two, Spalpy. What do you mean, climbing up in them rocks?
Gee, officer, you got here just in time.
You bet I did.
A young lady,
Miss Lane,
disappeared in the tunnel.
A skeleton grabbed her.
And then it disappeared, too. Come on, officer.
Yeah, you've got to find her.
Wait a minute. Let go of me, please. Now, there's big signs saying to keep off them rocks. Can't you read?
Sure, but...
A skeleton got Miss Lane in the tunnel on the River of Horrors.
You've got to help us find her. Come on.
Oh, a skeleton got someone, did he? Now, what kind of malarkey are you trying to give me?
It's true. You see, we were in a boat with Miss Lane. And when we got into the tunnel, a skeleton jumped out of the darkness and grabbed her.
And then they both disappeared.
Is that so now? Thor and I ought to run yous both in. First for climbing on the rocks and then for killing a whopper like that.
But it's true, I tell you. The skeleton still got her. Don't just stand there.
Don't be after telling me what to do.
Well, we'll do something.
Come on back to the entrance of the River of Horrors with us. We'll get another boat and go after Miss Lane.
Where we'll go is...
Come on.
It's Joe Hansen who owns the River of Horrors concession. I don't believe you, Mike. But we'll find out what this nonsense is all about.
I only wish it wasn't.
So do I.
Hey, Joe. Go ahead.
Hello, Riley.
I understand them wooden skeletons of yours should be getting into mischief.
Oh, sure.
That fellow saw us getting a boat.
Yeah. I remember him. Listen, mister.
These two kids want me to pinch one of your skeletons or kidnap me, Joe.
That's a good joke.
It's no joke.
It sure isn't.
They say they were taking a ride in one of your boats with somebody.
Miss Lane, Lois Lane.
And when they got into the tunnel, one of them skeletons grabbed her and took her away.
That's right, just a few minutes ago.
Please help us find her, mister, please.
What kind of a gag is this?
It's true. The skeleton got Miss Lane.
How could a wood and paper skeleton grab anybody? Are you nuts?
No. Honest, you see...
I don't like these kind of jokes. They're bad for business. Go on, beat it.
No, wait.
You've got to listen.
I don't have to listen to crazy stuff like that. Get them out of here, Riley. They're bad for business.
You say they didn't take a ride in one of your boats, Joe.
No, they didn't take a ride tonight. I would have remembered them if they did.
You hear that? Now, come on, beat it, you kid.
No, wait. You must remember us. We got into the boat less than 5 minutes ago.
You were there when we got in the boat.
I say you didn't ride in one of my boats tonight. If you say you did, where's your ticket stub?
What?
Your ticket stub. Anybody rides in my boat, they keep the stubs and give them back to me when they finish the ride. Where's your stub?
Oh, we didn't have any tickets. Don't you remember? Mr. Hemingway brought us here and said to you that our ride was on the house.
And you said okay.
Is that right, Joe?
They're crazy. I don't give rides for nothing. And I never heard of any Mr. Hemingway either.
Well, you did too. You know him. He's the press agent here.
The press agent of the whole amusement park.
Now, I know you kids are nuts. There's no Mr. Hemingway, the press agent of Playland.
Just a minute, sir. What did this Mr. Hemingway look like, boys?
Well, he's a pretty old man. He's got a deep voice.
And white hair, and he wears dark glasses.
Okay, I've heard enough. The press agent of Playland is named Harry Spencer, and he's a young fella.
But I tell you...
And he ain't got a deep voice either. Now, I ought to run you kids into this, but I'm going to close my eyes and count to three.
Well, listen.
By the time I finish counting, you'd better be where I can't see you, or I will run you in.
Well, listen, please. You've got to believe
I'm going to start counting. What?
Don't believe us. What are we going to do, Jim?
You kids better beat it, that's what.
Who?
I know what I'm going to do. Come on, Jim.
Where?
I'm going to call back. Somebody will find this lady for
us. Mr. Kent. I'll call him. Come on. I see some phone booths behind that.
They gone, Joe?
Yeah, crazy kid.
Ah, boy, to be boy. It is no harm done with a bit of a joke now. I think I put the fear of the law in the young devil, but I'll be back in a short while to make sure they ain't bothering you no more. So long.
So long, Riley, and much obliged.
Joe.
Dr. Bly.
I told you not to mention my name.
You kind of scared me sneaking up like that. Good thing you took off your white wig and dark glasses before the cops spotted you.
Never mind that. Listen.
What did you do with the girl, Miss Lane?
No names, I said. She's in a safe place. What happened to the two boys who were with her? The boat was empty when it came back through the tunnel.
I know. They climbed out over the rocks when they got out of the tunnel, and they got a cop.
Cop?
Yeah, Riley, the one who just left here. I stalled him off, all right. He thinks the kids were joking.
You fool. You shouldn't have let them get away.
Well, what could I do? They came back here with Riley.
Oh, you fool, you stupid fool. If they get away, they'll spoil everything.
Well, what could I do, Doctor?
Shut up. Which way did they go? Quick.
Over to those phone booths behind the hot dog stand. They were going to call a Mr. Kent and somebody named Bat. They started over just before you showed up.
Good. May not be too late then. Now remember, you never saw the girl. Those two boys didn't ride in your boat.
Swiftly, Dr. Bly turns and hurries through the gay crowds to the telephone booths where Jimmy and Dick are excitedly calling Clark Kent and Batman for aid. We'll return in a moment for the dramatic climax of today's episode. But first, here is your announcer.
Hey there, Pep Gang. Are you getting your complete sets of Kellogg's Pep insignia and warplane buttons in shape? I mean the new second series of 22 buttons. Boy, they're real beauties in four sparkling colors of red, blue, black, and yellow against a pure white background. And you know, it's a good idea to swap them and get the ones you need to fill out the series. For example, suppose you have an extra insignia of the 17th Bombardment Squadron. That's the comical-looking pilot with goggles leaning on an upended bomb. But you need the 56th Bombardment Squadron button. And suppose one of your pals has an extra one of those. Then the thing to do is to trade with him fast. That way you both get the buttons you're looking for. And what a thrill you'll get when you can show the rest of the gang that you have the whole second series. But remember, gang, you can't buy these buttons anywhere. No, sir, they come only in packages of that super delicious whole wheat flake cereal, Kellogg's Pep. So ask Mom to see that there's plenty of Kellogg's Pep at your house. Inside, you'll find your prize, an Air Squadron insignia or warplane button. There's a button in every package. It's a prize for you from P.E.P. Pep, made by Kellogg's of Battle Creek. And gang, there's just one more thing. It's very important for you to tune in Monday at this same time for some big news. I'll have about a wonderful new Kellogg's Pep prize. Something you'll all go wild about. The thing you've all been waiting for. Don't forget now, boys and girls, get in on the big Superman news Monday.
And now, back to the adventures of Superman. It is 15 minutes since Jimmy Olsen telephoned Clark Kent from Playland. At once, Kent streaked through the amusement park as Superman. And now, having secretly assumed his guise of the mild-mannered reporter, he is pacing restlessly up and down before the ticket booth of the River of Horror.
Step right up, ladies and gentlemen, and get your tickets for the thrill of a lifetime.
Jim said he'd meet me right here.
A most sensational, electrifying ride on the River of Horror.
Don't see him anywhere.
It'll make you laugh.
Not Dick Grayson either.
Well, they could see. A cent fight of a dollar. Step up, folks. Step up and get your tickets. Step up before they're all gone.
Oh, pardon me. If you want a ticket, mister, get it at the booth.
No, it isn't that. Have you been around here long? Tonight, I mean.
Sure, all night. I own this concession. Why?
Well, I was supposed to meet a young fellow here. Two of them, in fact. Jim Olsen and Dick Grayson. I wonder if
you've never heard of them. Move along now. Can't you see I'm busy?
Well, wait a minute. This is important. This one chap, Jim, said something serious happened. He's 16, he's thin, freckled.
Don't know him, I said. All right, folks, here's an empty boat right over here. One at a D and one at a time.
Don't rob. I don't understand this. He said he and Dick would wait right here. I don't like this. I don't like it at all.
Minute by minute, his fear is rising. Clark Kent waits vainly for Jimmy Olsen. What has happened to the boy reporter and to Dick Grayson, who is in reality Robin, Batman's young companion? And where is Lois Lane? Don't miss Monday's episode, fellows and girls, when the famous Batman joins forces with Superman in a thrilling search for their friends. Tune in, same time, same station for The Adventures of Superman.
Faster than a speeding bullet. More powerful than a locomotive. Able to leap tall buildings at a single bound. Look, up in the sky. It's a bird. It's a plane. It's Superman.
Fellows and girls, be sure to follow The Adventures of Superman. Brought to you every day, Monday through Friday. Same time, same station. By the makers of that super delicious cereal, Kellogg's Pep. And for other thrilling adventures of Superman, see your local newspaper. Superman is also a copyrighted feature appearing in Superman DC Publications. This is the Mutual Broadcasting System.